Clams, ice cubes, and sunflowers. Ever since the introduction of the iMac in 1998, Jobs and Johnny Ive had made beguiling design a signature of Apple's computers. There was a consumer laptop that looked like a tangerine clam, and a professional desktop computer that suggested a Zen ice cube. Like bell bottoms that turn up in the back of a closet, some of these models looked better at the time than they do in retrospect, and they show a love of design that was, on occasion, a bit too exuberant. But they set Apple apart and provided the publicity bursts it needed to survive in a Windows world. The PowerMac G4 Cube, released in 2000, was so alluring that one ended up on display in New York's Museum of Modern Art. An 8-inch perfect cube the size of a Kleenex box, it was the pure expression of Jobs's aesthetic. The sophistication came from minimalism. No buttons marred the surface. There was no CD tray, just a subtle slot. And as with the original Macintosh, there was no fan. Pure Zen. When you see something that's so thoughtful on the outside, you say, "Oh, wow, it must really be thoughtful on the inside," he told Newsweek. We make progress by eliminating things, by removing the superfluous.